becoming trust. I was thinking just last week about Hosea. And I was remembering, you know, when this little group of believers, when we first started, you know, we never got too far from each other. Because we needed each other. Because the fiery darts of the enemy were all over the place. And the, you know, and we were built up and you know, strong in one another and depending on one another. And I mean, I can remember times when somebody didn't feel good, there'd be a blanket behind the chairs and they'd come and lay down there to get to church and all of that, you know. And we grew up in praise and we grew up in that. And I was thinking about that and I was wondering, you know, do we still have that? Now, we should obviously depend the most upon the Lord Jesus. But we do need one another. The body of Christ overall needs one another, but each family body needs one another. And it was interesting because I had sort of been thinking in those terms, and then I love it when I get around smart people and then they put it in, and don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to say I'm stupid, I'm just saying they put it into terms that just, yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Because he said, you know, the thing is that God wants the church to be an assembly, not a gathering. Not that there's anything wrong with gathering. But if what we do is gather, then we're apart. But if we're assembled, and the example that he gave was, you know, the old song, the toe bones connected to the foot bone, foot bones connected to the ankle bones, you know. I mean, to be an assembly, knitted together, joint to joint, sinew to sinew, that we don't lose the assembly. The assembling of ourselves together. The realization that one turns 1,000 and two turn 10,000, that we trust in the Lord. And Paul alluded to this when he said, you know, basically he said, trust the Lord that you see in me. Imitate the Jesus that you see in me. That we all together trust the Jesus that are in each other. It doesn't really matter what you do or how you behave. I still trust that Jesus is in each one of you. Mm-hmm. And no matter what happens, I have this tendency to assume that Jesus is going to win out. That's my law. Okay? Because I turned this body over to the care of the Lord a long, long time ago. In whom I had come to trust, because if he got something started, he was going to have to finish it. And this is the same attitude that we need to have for one another. We trust the Jesus that is in each one of us, because it's the Jesus in each one of us that assembles us together. We've often said, I mean, this is a motley crew. We would have nothing to do with one another but for the Jesus in each of us. Really, if you think about it. But for Christ, what would gather us into a place? We might stop by the garage to get a vehicle fixed or something like that. But it wouldn't be family. And so we commit one another to the care of the Lord in whom we come to trust. Not only do we trust him, but we depend upon him. We lean upon him. We're desperate for him. And so then everything, as we come to trust him, then it's that much easier to trust him with the next thing.